This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that unity and solidarity of 140 crore Indians is the biggest strength of the country in its fight against terrorism. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi assured the people that the perpetrators and conspirators behind Pahalgam terror attack will be given harshest punishment. 26 people lost their lives in the terror incident in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi said, following the terror attack, several global leaders called him up and wrote letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack. The Prime Minister said, the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
जब कश्मीर में शांति लौट रही थी, स्कूल कॉलेजों में एक वाइब्रेंसी थी, निर्माण कार्यों में अभूतपूर्व गति आई थी, लोकतंत्र मजबूत हो रहा था, पर्यटकों की संख्या में रिकॉर्ड बढ़ोतरी हो रही थी, लोगों की कमाई बढ़ रही थी, देश के दुश्मनों को, जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को ये रास नहीं आया। आतंक के आका चाहते हैं कश्मीर फिर से तबाह हो जाए और इसलिए इतनी बड़ी साजिश को अंजाम दिया।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness over the completion of 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite in April. He said, the country is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, SpaceX and Chandrayaan 4 and is also working on the Venus Orbiter mission and Mars Lander mission. On disaster management, the Prime Minister opined that alertness is the most important thing in dealing with any natural disaster. He urged citizens to use the Sachet mobile app, which has been designed to provide real-time alerts in regional languages during any natural disaster. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has intensified probe into the Pahalgam terror attack case. The NIA said in a statement that the teams are examining the eyewitnesses who had seen the attack unfold at the Baisaran Valley. The entry and exit points are being closely scrutinized by the NIA teams for clues to the modus operandi of the terrorists. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir police detained two hardcore terrorist associates from Budgam district under the Stringent Public Safety Act. A total of 537 Pakistani nationals visiting India have so far returned home through the Atara Wagha border crossing in Punjab's Amritsar. It comes following the government's 48-hour deadline for Pakistani nationals present in India on SAARC visa to exit the country in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Meanwhile, the date of return for all visa holders, including those on medical visa, has been extended till the 29th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the loss of lives in a road accident in Mandsaur, Madhya Pradesh. 10 people were killed and 4 injured in the accident when a speeding car collided with a motorcycle and subsequently plunged into a well. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. The Prime Minister said an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. He said the injured will be given 50,000 rupees. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi a short while ago. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and elected to bowl. Delhi Capitals made 162 runs for loss of 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Chasing the target, RCB scored 165 runs for the loss of 4 wickets with 9 balls left and won the match. In another match of the event today, Mumbai Indians defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. In women's cricket, India defeated hosts Sri Lanka by 9 wickets in the first ODI of the Tri-Nation Series in Colombo. Chasing a target of 148 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 149 for the loss of 1 wicket in 29.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 147. And that's the end of this news bulletin.